So then we take this house, a 1,000-square-foot house. Yeah. Let's say the shell, $15,000, $20,000. Yeah. I'm going to provide the land for this. I'm going to build it in the woods here in Minnesota. Right. So I got a 1,000-square-foot, works for me for my family. So now what? Now I have that.
Let's say you're under roof. You're under roof now, and there's nothing
right?
else.
So
now
what
we do is the energy system goes in, then plugs in. The water and the black and gray water and the recycling system goes in, and then the plant system goes in. So it'll be like a prefab home, sort of, that is permanent and impervious to, like I said, natural disasters or anything like that. So what happens is we're looking at a 10-day to 2-week home. So once the shell is up, then our other systems get plugged in, like the energy pod. And the energy pod. And the energy pod in Minnesota will be quite different than where it is in Taos. We'll have less sun. We'll have some wind. We'll have biofuel, ethanol. We'll have maybe high diesel, high pain. We'll have fuel cells. And so what happens, this pod will have actually 5, 6, 7 energy sources. So no matter what happens, you're operational no matter if there's no sun, there's no wind, there's no this. You always have a backup to a backup that is very inexpensive. And these things can be run anywhere in the world depending on your location. We take a look at
how much would that cost, though? How much would that cost?
It costs as little as, $5,000. It could be $10,000, $20,000, depending what your need is and how big you want it.
All right. Then the water recycling, the what did you call it, the black and the gray?
Yeah. What we do is we have prefab pods that we take these cells that we prefab in this new material or fiberglass. We plug it right in the ground in part of your structure, and that could run anywhere from $10,000, $15,000 to $30,000 depending on what it is. But more importantly, remember when we designed this building at 0 degrees last winter, and Michael was in there. The interior bedrooms were 68 to 70 degrees. We had no heat on the building. In fact, it got so warm that people were opening the windows. The way we designed the black and gray water recycling system, that becomes your heating and air conditioning. The way we design our house, that we eliminate 95% of air conditioning and heating. So your water system now is your heating and air conditioning system. And all you'd need now is a bump system, meaning that you use a system that's 95% smaller in heating and air conditioning to bump it just to get it up to a temperature that's comfort maybe 30 or 40 days of the year. So the total design of the building is, if you left it in Minnesota, and you know what happened if you left it with no heat on, the pipes would freeze and you would lose the building.
Totally.
Your house won't get any lower than 55 degrees, 60 degrees inside if you weren't there for a year. Just like our structure in Pennsylvania, it maintains 55 degrees all year round with no heating or cooling. No matter what happens, it doesn't go below 55 degrees.
All right, and so how much would the plant system cost?
The plant system would be relatively inexpensive. We have now the Paulownia tree. The Paulownia tree is the fastest growing tree in the world. It produces the most expensive wood in the world, $10 a square foot. The roots go up to 20 or 30 or 40 feet. It's a sewage sucker, a chemical sucker. And what you do is you harvest the leaves to make hydrogen, and then you take the wood, and every 4 to 5 years you get about 6 to 8 cuttings on its lifetime, and you can make anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 per tree on its lifetime by harvesting the wood, but also 2 or 3 times a year cutting the leaves used for food for tilapia, or putting in our small gasifier that turns it into hydrogen that runs your vehicles. So what happens, the plants that we use in there actually clean the sewage and also provide the humidity in the air for air-to-water machine that takes the water out of the air. And then on the gray water side, we put food plants that you can grow, tomatoes or mangoes or papayas. And what that does for you is provides you oxygen, medicine, and food. When you're in our building, and Michael will tell you, you sleep like a baby because you're breathing the purest air in the world. If we were in L.A. with our building, it'll be polluted outside. But as long as you're in your building inside, you have the purest air in the world. We're basically replanting the rainforest in every new building that we produce, and we take water out of that air, and nobody will ever get sick on that kind of water. Do you know 50 to 70% of the wells in the United States are poisoned with heavy metals? Do you know, this is so phenomenal. It's just so exciting. And Michael and his family experience this every time they go up, don't you, Michael?
Absolutely. It's a phenomenal experience. And these technologies we're talking about are right here now. We're not talking about the way out future.
And this
is really critical.
And more importantly, this was designed by ladies, females. Victoria is the one that got in there and said, this has to be acceptable by women and children. You know, women make 99% of the decisions. So
right.
We made this a luxurious, beautiful, feminine palace with alkaline resonance frequency colors like turquoise and violets. These are the energy healing colors of the world. And Victoria said, you must have it this way or the general public won't accept it because we're not building caves for cavemen.
Sure.
Men are squares and women are glorious curves. And she's designed a building that is nothing but feminine curves. And boy, the guys love it.
I totally love it. So, again, though, just if I'm going to have a running total, and pardon me for being such a bottom-line mm-hmm. thinker, but I know I'll get this question yeah. later on. So plant system in the $2,000 range?
Well, let's say the building costs, by the time the contractor that we're going to license that this does builds it for you, he's going to make a profit on it. So let's say it goes anywhere from $100 to $150 a square foot by the time a contractor builds it for you and sells it to you, and then you have no bills the rest of your life, and it's impervious. This pretty soon the insurance companies won't have any claims because these buildings aren't going to collapse in a category 2 or 3, and they're not
right.
when it floods, they're not going to have any of this stuff. So,
right.
so let's say it's $100, $150 a square foot by the time the contractor who has our licensing or however we're going to do it, what we're going to do is train 1 million contractors worldwide to implement these systems, because the biggest complaint they can't afford the concrete, the steel, and all the
right.
stuff that goes on. So they're actually going to build it. So what they charge will probably end up being $100, $150 a square foot, and then you have your house.
Sure. But the systems along the side, pretty amazing. I mean, if I was just doing a running total, somewhere in the area of about $45,000.
Well, let's say it could be $45,000 to $75,000, but that's the cost. That isn't what the contractor in your
right.
area would sell it for. So, and remember, we're using waste stream materials. When you eliminate 75% of concrete and 75%
right.
95% of steel and all this kind of stuff, you see the costs aren't there anymore.
Well, I mean, I think that's very affordable. I think that's a really good price. I mean, if you're depending on what they're going to get, if they got $125 per square foot, but you got a house that you didn't have to be paying bills on, then, you know, you weren't going to be paying energy bills. It would pay for itself in, you know, 10 years.
Oh, and much quicker than that, because you can afford you can afford the camera, but you can't afford the film. People get in their house and they can't afford all the other extras that go with it. And remember that you're implementing a lot of your food. In these buildings, you can have a cash crop of wood that produces
right.
tens of thousands of dollars in your greenhouse, and you're also let's say supplementing 25 to 40% of your food bill.
But in 15 seconds, you're telling me how much land would you need to be able to build a house like that?
Well, we're starting at 800 square feet, and this
how much land? I mean, would you need like a third of an acre?
Yeah, a third of an acre or less.